listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me, he said. We have a unique relationship with him, but he gave us that opportunity because of something unique that happened. Have we forgotten, my brothers and sisters, that the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom to give us access into his presence? Have we forgotten how to approach him? Have we, as a people, neglected our commitment to God and the covenant he set for us? What is it that God is revealing, and what is it that God is sharing in these particular days? What is it that we can see over and over again, as there seems to be no end to all of the unusual occurrences that continue to happen? What is it that causes us to shake our head and be weary and weary at times, not know what will happen tomorrow? But we can understand that God is in control of all things, and we don't have to worry about tomorrow because he has assured us that he holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. And because he's holding tomorrow, he has embraced us with an everlasting and an unconditional love that we can move forward in our unique and our personal relationship with him. And our relationship is tied to a covenant that God has made. Although we sometimes break the covenant, God will never break his covenant that he has for you and I. Now, I need to ask the question. Are we now wandering in the wilderness? Are we now at a point in our life, in our relationship, that we have become so distant, so isolated, so barren, that we now can't hear the Lord? The children of Israel, my brothers and sisters, they were in a type of wilderness while they were in Egypt. But this wilderness was slavery and bondage. But they were, as a people, isolated in a unique way. They no longer had the freedom and the civil liberties to do as they pleased. They were in a wilderness. Due to their captivity, they from time to time forgot what God had said and how God had delivered them. They, as a people, would literally move in other direction. And because they would move in other direction, they experienced this wilderness for over 430 years. 430 years of slavery, 430 years of isolation from the Lord. And that experience was not to get confused. They were to understand who God was in their life. And God can use, my brothers and sisters, the wilderness to give each and every one of our lives, to get each and every one of us attention. He can use those wilderness experiences to get our attention. My brothers and sisters, even Jesus went through a wilderness experience. Pastor, I don't understand that. Jesus himself went through a wilderness experience, and that experience was not to get his attention, but to get our attention as well. Jesus went through that wilderness experience to demonstrate to us how we are to come out of that wilderness. Every time we are told how the enemy came at Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus would say, "It is written." What was written? I'm glad you asked. What was written was God's word. And God's word has power. The power to change, my brothers. To change each and every one of our situations. The power to alter. And the power to move things out of our way. If there was one thing that the enemy knows, it is God's word. The enemy knows God's word. And because the enemy knows God's word, his objective is to cause difficult situation, which would cause one to forget God's word. The enemy's desire is to put so much on us that we forget God's word. Woe is me. Pity on me. Instead of rashly saying those words, we need to go to Romans 10 and 3, where it states, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not your words, but his words. Whosoever," inclusive, "shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." For there is power, there is deliverance, there is restoration in the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, how many wilderness experiences have you had? How many wilderness experiences have you gone through in your life? And what have you gone through in life that you felt that you were in a wilderness? What is it that made you feel that way? That you were isolated? That you were destituted? Maybe it was the death of a loved one. And the depression was so overbearing that you didn't think you would make it out of it. Maybe it was the loss of a job where your finances began to look a little funny. Maybe it was your children that were on drugs. Maybe it was a financial crisis. Whatever it may have been at that particular time in your life, you thought you were in the wilderness. You were isolated. You were desolated. You were stranded. And what this tells us is when you are going through your wilderness experience, you need to have a word. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And what this tells us is when you are in your wilderness experience, you and I need to call upon the name of the Lord. For he is Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. The Lord is fighting on our behalf. He's out before us. He did say, "Lo, I am with you always." He is with us. He is even in the midst of your wilderness experience. The Lord is simply saying, when the enemy approaches you, "I'm your banner. I am fighting. I am out before you, providing a way, a pathway." For the Lord is directing our paths and ordering our footsteps. For there is power in his name, deliverance in his name. And when you call upon the Lord, the Lord hears us. When you call upon the Lord, he moves and responds to what we are asking. And when the children of Israel called the Lord, he answered. Why? Because the covenant he made with Israel. We see in verse 6 it says, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel. My brothers and sisters, this represents the separation of his chosen people from the general world population. Or it states an overall biblical plan of redemption. The beginning of the outworking of his intention. And that would was to bring close to himself a people that will join him for all eternity as adopted members of his family. God's covenant make all believers special. For the plan of redemption was enacted. And it would culminate in the completed work of Jesus Christ on Calvary. Redemption, my brothers and sisters, is the act of regaining possession of something in exchange for payments or clearing a debt. Sin by Adam and Eve left a debt which had to be paid. So Jesus came and paid the debt. For he who knew no sin became our sin and suffered the wrath of a sin-hating God. Yes, God hates sin. And by his action, by Jesus' action, Jesus regained or purchased us back to the Father. I couldn't do it. I can't live good enough to please him. You can't live good enough to please him. But Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world, established redemption for each and every one of us. As I close and speak a word for such a time as this, as I close and embrace what the Lord is saying, whenever your wilderness experience appears, just look at it and say, the price has been paid. Whenever your wilderness experience appears, just look at it and say, the price has been paid. And then you will know how you're conquering your wilderness experience. For Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he, Jesus, washed it white. Yes. I want to close with this prayer as we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. You may come as a candidate of baptism, even over the internet. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come on a Christian experience. Jesus is speaking to you and to your heart. If you are here this morning and you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come and say yes to the Lord. Yes to his will. Yes to his way. Yes to his purpose. And yes to eternal life. For the Lord is appealing his offer and offering it to you. Will you hear and will you surrender? For the Lord is knocking on the doors of our heart. He's been knocking on the doors of our heart from generation to generation. Will you say yes to him? We thank you now, my brothers and my sisters.